USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a group of Republican senators on a trip to Finland, meeting with its president as the country's plan to join NATO gains momentum. The Kentucky Republican welcoming the idea of Russia listed among countries backing terrorism.
The president has it within his authority to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Anyone who's been able to observe the events of the last couple of months would have to conclude the Russians certainly deserve to be included on that list.
Russia has repeatedly warned Finland and Sweden against joining NATO and threatened to realign its military closer to the Nordic region should those countries become part of the Western Alliance. AAA reporting the national average price for regular gas is up to $4.48 a gallon, up 2 cents from Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The Senate is expected to approve of a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine when the measure comes up for a vote Wednesday. The bill passed the House late last week and is expected to be signed by the president almost immediately after passing in the Senate. As far as how long this $40 billion will last, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells MSNBC,
"We believe that the funds in this supplemental, not just from a military perspective, but humanitarian assistance, economic assistance, that'll get us probably largely through the rest of this year. A lot of it will depend really on the Ukrainians and their consumption rate. I mean, this supplemental will give us now about $8 billion more of drawdown authority to take stuff from our stocks and give it to the Ukrainians, which we're doing every single day."
The NBA Conference Finals are set. Out of the East, the Boston Celtics will face the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors will take on the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
JetBlue is launching a new effort to take over Spirit Airlines. This time around, it's a hostile takeover attempt. The Wall Street Journal reporting JetBlue will offer $30 cash per share on Spirit stock. That stock was priced at nearly $17 after Friday's close. Rival discount carrier Frontier Airlines has its own buyout bid for Spirit outstanding, with a vote on that offer slated for next month. Illegal border crossings have been on the rise over the last year, and some are anticipating an even higher increase after pandemic-era order Title 42 expires. Former First Lady Melania Trump tells Fox News that she is saddened by some of the changes on the border.
What's going on, it's unthinkable. A lot of people are dying from drugs, and it's very sad to see.
A California home where a big part of social media history was created is up for sale. The asking price, $5.3 million. The home in Los Altos is where Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg and co-founders Dustin Moskovitz and Sean Parker lived when they developed the popular social media platform. Built in 1998, the property boasts 6 bedrooms and 4.5 bathrooms. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.